Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Zach Wilson trade gave me like a little bit of pause because I was listening to Pardon My Take this morning on the subway, and they had Todd McShay on, and Todd McShay went hard in his evaluation of Jaden Daniels versus Drake May. And we're going to play that audio later in the program. But it wasn't very long ago that Zach Wilson was at BYU and looked like he could be a star, right? Like when Zach Wilson came out of BYU, I mean, that year, it was like, of course, this guy's going to go number two overall. And whatever you thought of the evaluation process or whatever, I mean, this was only 3 years ago, B.
Yeah.
And he was the number two overall pick, and he just got traded for a sixth for seventh conditional swap that was basically a salary dump, let's start over for the Jets.
And you got to also look at the fact, now let's be real. That kid went into a situation where it was basically he had no support. And within, what, a year, they brought in Aaron Rodgers. So his if he had any, if his confidence was shook any, it was completely destroyed once Aaron Rodgers came in. Because you know Aaron Rodgers don't help young quarterbacks.
No.
So when you get drafted, you go there and you're like, damn, we have nothing and they're not helping me. And then they bring in another guy, and the owner like, I want Aaron Rodgers. To hell what the coach thinks. It was destroyed. So I think a lot of times the way that the situation they fall in is what kills some of these guys. Because, listen, man, to go from college to the pros is hard, okay, especially at that position. And if you don't have any support and backing, it's virtually impossible.
Totally. And if you look at these, the draft
picks. And I didn't like him when he was coming out of college, but still, I think if he had better support, he would have fared a lot better than what the hell he did.
Well, I also think that was a COVID year, and people can say what they want. There's no way teams got to do the level of research on the people, like the person research, that they would in a normal year. Like, and I think Wilson's problem is that he just thinks he can make plays that aren't there at this point, like the actual football problem. But it seems like he might be kind of a punk, too. And I wonder in
a little bit of that.
And you know what? If you're good enough, you can be a punk. Like, that's just the world, right?
Yeah.
But I think in a non-COVID year where scouts and evaluators really get to dig into everything, I think some of that may have emerged.
But a little bit of what happened with him is this, Jay. That kid was around much longer than his last year at BYU. And his previous years at BYU wasn't as outstanding as how he was his last year. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And we can say what we want, but when BYU plays against people, BYU normally has young adults playing against college students.
Right.
A lot of dudes on BYU's football team are 22 and above. Okay, and that makes a world of difference, especially when your conference is not that damn tough. So that way he looked against that competition, they got to start taking some of that stuff into consideration.
Yeah, I mean, his biggest game, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I feel like the biggest performance, remember the famous Catholics versus Convicts when Notre Dame played Miami, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Which, in hindsight, is kind of a messed up name for a bowl game, but whatever.
It wasn't a name of the bowl game. It was just that's what they would call it.
It was the nickname for that game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because, you know how that goes. Right. Can't get a brother's no positive name. Got to be something negative.
Well, do you remember the name? So that COVID year was so screwed up, especially the NFL did a really good job managing the COVID year. College football was a zoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, games were getting canceled all the time. And BYU, I don't know if it was BYU or if it was Coastal Carolina, but one of those two was like, we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. And so they ended up playing. And the game, they were calling it Mormons versus Mullets because it was BYU versus Myrtle Beach, basically. And I remember the hype around that game was so significant. And I feel like they played it, you know how the COVID year was. Like, they probably played it on Wednesday
Lanford,
afternoon.
Did you go to that game? Lanford said he was in front row seat, man.
It was awesome.
Do you remember that, Lanford?
Yeah, Coastal Carolina, they got cheated that year.
They did, but that seemed
they were
like
playing
the
grown-ass men.
No, they got screwed out of a place in the playoffs, so Ohio State, that played like four games, could get in. It was complete bogus.
But, dude, in that game where the way I remember it was the biggest game of the year for BYU, they got worked, and Wilson was eh.
I sometimes say, man, when they played talent that were not even from the top conferences, they normally got worked.
Like, dude, I'm just saying, I think I don't know exactly what my point is, which is frequently the case.
You know what
with
your
me.
Point is? They went. The Mike Mamula effect was working when
you love
when
Mike Mamula,
bruh. A dude that was not even touted to go in the second round goes and run a 4.59 and goes to the first round, and he had how many sacks in his whole career? Hell, you probably had more than him.
I'll look it up.
He had about 6 or 7, I think.
He got that first-round money, though.
He sure in the hell did that.
Was it Boston College he was
yes,
from?
Yes, he was from Boston College.
I'd love to know. I remember, I mean, this was back when Sports Illustrated dominated. I read it every week cover to cover. And they had this huge feature on Mike Mamula after the Combine. I'd love to find, like, the PR or agency that repped him that got him into Sports Illustrated that probably got him into the first round.
But, you know,
seventh overall, B.
We hate saying this, but you know what? There's a lot of truth in it, and still today, a lot of people's assessments of guys is not just the numbers and what they see. It's because I like him.
Yeah.
A lot of it still goes into that today. You know, I would ask that question sometimes too. You know, just to be a pessimist, but guess what? I can find out another answer. Because right now, the people that want to promote him don't ask that question. Why is it that he missed the easy stuff? Just like when our 50-50 came here. Remember that? The receiver. Why did he always drop the easy ones, but he didn't drop the hard ones? Because if you drop the easy ones consistently, you're not going to be in the league very long. Because nobody's going to keep waiting for you to have the spectacular catch if you keep dropping the ones that are very simple.
Sure. I'm looking at this from Pete Prisco, and McShay said this too, that we're caught up in the Daniels versus May debate in our city, right? And it's important because that's the second overall pick. Mm-hmm. Where are they going to go at number two, Daniels versus May? We'll hear this from McShay later, but I was reading something from Pete Prisco, and listen, Prisco is...
He messes with Washington a lot.
Provocative,
yeah,
I would say.
Especially when he talks about Washington.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's kind of like that around the whole league. Like, he's not scared to share his opinions. Like, I've seen the people he has dinner with at the Combine and in Indy. Like, he is well-sourced. Like, he has real relationships with real decision-makers around the league. Prisco says it's not a debate about Daniels versus May. The debate is Daniels versus Caleb Williams.
See, I was about to ask you this. If Chicago hadn't screwed up so much, would we automatically assume that Caleb was going there? Because I think Chicago's situation makes them have to just go at Caleb quickly. And I think once that got started, I think they're stuck in that. But the question is Jalen as good? Because I think he's faster than Caleb. Now, I don't know. Caleb is elusive and things like that. Jalen is too. Caleb hadn't shown that he could sit in the pocket and do a lot. Jaden has. But Caleb is unbelievable outside of the pocket. So when you start looking at all the things, it comes down to what do you actually look for? But if since we've already assumed that Chicago is going to take him, I think it would be a big, big mix-up tomorrow if they were to say, oh, number one pick, Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
It would screw the whole draft up.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I do think you're kind of right. Maybe it was because of the leverage Caleb had in this situation that it was like Chicago had to profess their love to him right away.
Mm-hmm.
This Pete Prisco mock, it's not a mock draft. He's just saying what he thinks should happen, not what will happen. Okay. There's a lot of really interesting stuff here, but Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams in the who's the best player, you're going to hear a little bit of that in the void of real information. Information emerges one way or another. Nobody go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N, to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel sportsbook with official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 18 years old and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.